Welcome to the Nintendo Newscast! Introducing your hosts, Lauren and Amiibo Jason!
Hey there, folks. How the heck's it going? We're back.
We're back for the second day in a row.
The second night in a row for the Nintendo Newscast. And we didn't do a newscast for the longest time. And now we're doing two in a row.
We're making up for it, our absence.
I think we are. Welcome to a very special edition of the Nintendo Newscast. We are hot off the heels of a brand new Nintendo Direct. Yep. So we have so much to talk about tonight. I cannot wait to get into this. Based on the title card, you know we're going to be talking about Luigi's Mansion, yeah. Animal Crossing. You got some Final Fantasy in there. I mean, this is going to be one heck of a fun discussion. Now, keep in mind, we're not going to be talking about absolutely everything.
Oh, gosh, no. We had an entire list. Our team had compiled a list of every single new game that was mentioned, or at least every game that was covered during the Direct. I looked at it, I was like, nope. Can't cover everything, but we will hit our favorite topics and the big ones that we feel are the ones you're just as excited about. And before we begin, though, I just want to point out that we might not be able to get to everybody in chat tonight when you ask questions or you have new ideas, but we will have mods in there. I know Daniel from the Nintendo Wire team will be in here in about 10 minutes or so, and once he's in there, you can direct questions right to him if we can't get them ourselves. Other members of the team also might pop in there. You'll be able to note them and their presence by their names that will be highlighted in blue, and a little wrench will appear next to them.
There you go.
Yep.
And by the way, Lauren did not scream. She was too busy working.
I was. No, but he could hear me murmuring in the other room. He's like, I can't even watch it. I'm doing too much right now. And I'm going, but oh my God, but there's Isabel. Oh my God, on the screen.
So I was live tweeting the entire event, and I was kind of getting a backlog of information.
Yes.
So I didn't even get to see the Animal Crossing thing live, which sucked.
That does.
I did see the Final Fantasy thing live. Yeah. I actually recorded my own reaction to it.
Yeah.
But I can't show it to you because I'm cursing so much because I was so excited.
It is very not Nintendo to share, but it is, I will let you know from hearing it myself, that it is definitely very memorable.
All right, there you go. Let's start off with the very first thing we got in this Nintendo Direct, and that is Luigi's Mansion 3, confirmed to be coming in 2019.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting this one, and I was expecting it at some point.
At some point.
Not today, though.
Yes.
Here's what happened when the trailer first started. I thought it was just a trailer for Luigi's Mansion on 3DS.
Oh!
But I just remember, I said to myself, and there's a recording of this too, I'm like, this looks too good. This looks too good to be a 3DS game. So then it hit me that it was Luigi's Mansion 3.
My first thought was something along the lines of, that's how one of the last directs started, which was with Luigi entering a mansion. And I thought, oh, great, we're going to actually have a continuance of the story.
Oh, like or Smash,
Exactly. I thought they were going to lead into something about that. But they didn't. But that doesn't mean that we didn't receive really exciting news.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I'm excited for this game. I've played both Luigi's Mansion 1 and Dark Moon on the 3DS. I've played the arcade game, which is a blast.
Yeah.
We have members of our team that just lost their mind when this got announced. So,
particularly Jackson Tapp, who is our resident Luigi's Mansion fan and expert. And you'll see that almost, I think, all of our content on the site is by Jackson, because he has dedicated his life. In fact, he even told us that his whole life built up to that moment when Luigi's Mansion 3 was announced.
You might even know that I'm super excited for this, because on my desk, even before I knew this, I have my Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon diorama that I got from Club Nintendo.
Yes.
God rest its soul. Man, I miss Club Nintendo. But I think this was giving me some luck tonight. We did get new information as well on Luigi's Mansion for 3DS. We got some amiibo support information, which is kind of neat. But besides that, That's Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
Anything else to add on that?
No, except it was nice to see the Amiibo support.
Yeah.
And I was happy that we got some information on that. But moving forward, I think it's just really cool that we got a whole load of information, new information about a brand new game that we had no idea was coming this soon.
Yeah.
Because I think I told you before the direct that I was expecting something on Metroid or Metroid 4 or Bayonetta. And I was almost certain about that because we haven't received really any concrete news on either of them for so long.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised too.
Yeah, so to get something out of like something so unexpected like that instead of a game that we had only heard of before and not known much about, we got it. It's something entirely new.
Very true. My favorite part about this trailer, by the way, last thing in Luigi's Mansion 3, we actually got gameplay footage, which Nintendo has been kind of doing something lately where they show like a cinematic trailer and that's it. Kind of like with Metroid Prime. We got the same thing with Bayonetta. I wasn't expecting to see this. So I'm happy the very first trailer actually showed us this is what the game looks like.
Yes.
So I'm excited. I can't wait for this one. It's coming in 2019.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to move on to next? I don't want to talk about the Animal Crossing stuff.
No, trust me, I know. I'm willing to wait because I know we're going to talk about it.
All right, let's get we'll get into that last. Okay. Let's talk about the Smash system that got announced too. This just got announced and it's coming out earlier than I thought it would.
Yes,
I think this one's
earlier,
November 4th?
Nope, November 2nd.
Is it 2nd?
It's earlier than a lot of people anticipated. That's for sure. But you will not have access to the game early. You will have the beautiful system, at least.
It does come with the game, though. It's just a download.
Yes, it's a download.
So I'm assuming you can put the code in, get it preloaded, and that's it.
Yep, exactly. But Nintendo has already released nice, very beautiful promo images. We have them up on our site right now. You can get an up-close look at the Joy-Con, the dock, and then, of course, everything as the whole package together. It's gorgeous. I love this.
$359 if you want to pick it up. It doesn't look like with the what was it, the Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee system that had the back that had decorations on it. This one appears to only be the Joy-Cons and the dock, nothing on the system itself, which is kind of a bummer. But for $359 you get the Joy-Cons, you get the dock, you get the system, and you get the game. So
question for you. You know, now that we have two, you know, very special systems coming out, when they're put side by side, are you drawn to one more than the other?
I think I like the Pokemon one more.
The Pokemon one more? Okay.
The Joy-Cons on these are basic. Again, I've said it before. I said it in the last stream we did. I wanted some color.
Yes.
Any color at all would have been great. But besides that, I mean, it looks cool enough.
Yeah.
But I would have loved the images on the dock itself to be colored in.
My guess is that we're going to see some very talented artists take to this system and add a little bit of color themselves.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, and I know we'll see it again.
But again, November 2nd, if you want to pick this one up, the leaks were indeed true, which we kind of talked about yesterday.
Yep.
This was one of the things that we were pretty much certain was going to be in the direct, and we were right.
That's right.
All right.
Very happy about that.
Next up, let's talk about these weird things.
And that's the
NES wireless controllers coming for the Nintendo Switch.
They're not weird. They're practical.
Oh, look at that. We got a $5 donation here from Savannah.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to read that one? It's for you.
It's directed to me. It says, this is from Savannah. It says, Lauren, Animal Crossing is finally here. Oh, I'm so happy. I know you're living your best life. In real life because of it. They better give Blathers more dialogue. I love that you specifically mentioned Blathers. Our daughter and I, we have this thing about Blathers and Celeste, so both of them have a very sentimental, rich value to me. And my entire Switch experience pretty much starts right now because I know for sure that Animal Crossing is coming.
There you go. Thanks, Savannah.
Thank you.
Okay, back to these weird controllers. I call them weird only because you charge them on the Switch itself, like their Joy-Con.
Yeah.
I can see somebody trying to like pick this thing up and use it.
Yeah.
However, I see one interesting thing this could have.
Okay.
Kind of like if you're an old guy like me, you might remember back in the day at bars, at arcades, they had cocktail cabinets.
Yeah.
With controls on each side of the unit, and you could play like individual multiplayer games on it. That would be really cool for this. Like, put it, like, on the tabletop, put it down, each player gets a controller, like that.
Yeah, but I like the idea.
These are coming out in December, from what I understand. Is that right?
That one I cannot remember the exact time frame on.
Yeah, so I think these are coming out in December. They come out in a two-pack, so you can't buy these individually. Yeah. And they, from what we understand, are completely limited to members of Nintendo's online service.
Yes, so if you weren't sure before if you wanted to subscribe to the online service, this could be the extra incentive to push you over that edge.
I think it's neat.
I like the idea. I like something that some products might be a little bit more exclusive in that way. And I also like the idea of combining the, you know, old first generation of Nintendo with the brand new and the modern. So it's kind of cool to see them together. But like you, I feel a little weird about seeing them attached to the tablet.
That I kind of like it though.
When I first saw it in the promo images, I'm just like, not for me. But I like the idea of playing with them. So I think the fact that we can use them is awesome.
So they do ship mid-December. So keep that in mind. Yeah. If you want to pick these up, they're probably not going to be on Amazon or Best Buy. It sounds like if you want to pick these up, you have to buy them directly from Nintendo. Which is kind of strange, but whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine with
me.
That's okay.
So I'm good. I'm good.
Let's talk about something else we kind of knew was coming, and that is Yoshi. Yoshi's Crafted World.
Crafted World.
So we got more information on the game. Yeah. We know that it's coming. Oh my gosh. There was so much information. Do we have an article up about this yet?
Oh, we have an article about all the... Right there. You missed
Where?
Right there.
All right. Awesome. Yoshi's Crafted World. Do we have a release date on this?
I believe it was just 2019.
Is it still just 2019?
Go up to the title. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, it looks like we don't have a date for it. We do have a logo for it, though, so I'm going to throw that up on the screen here real quick. So there's the logo for Yoshi's Crafted World. I did predict that we would see Labo support for this.
Yeah.
It wasn't announced. It kind of bummed me out.
Yes, it bummed him out, and because I know that was actually... I think that was the prediction you were most certain about. And I have to say, though, there's still so much time. We don't even have an official release date. Just because they didn't announce it alongside the name and all that, that doesn't mean it's not coming. So I think it's still very, very possible.
Yeah. I can't wait for this. We did get more information that you can play every stage backwards.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And it's not just like you can play the game backwards and it's like the same thing. It's just flipped. You see the opposite side of all the crafts.
Yeah.
So like that building you see on the screen right now, you could see like the back of it, like the folded cardboard, the perforated edges. That's so cool to me.
It really is. It really is. It kind of makes me think and backtrack to a lot of other types of video games, especially just 2D side scrollers. What if we could see the worlds from a different angle and how that would enhance all of our gaming experiences in completely different ways? So it just makes you think a little bit.
We did get information on this one too, that you can play multiplayer, which I kind of assumed was going to be the case. Yoshi's Woolly World had the same thing.
I never thought anything different. Yeah. Like the first thing I said was I loved Woolly World because you and I had so much fun playing it together.
Yeah.
So immediately I think I'd want to play this two player over a single player.
What do you think of the name?
Yoshi's Crafted World.
Do you like it?
I love it. I think it's great. I think it falls in line with Woolly World.
Yeah.
And it makes complete sense. This one obviously has to do with a broader range of arts and crafts, which I'm completely into myself. So the fact that it's so creative like that, it makes complete sense.
So again, 2019 on this one, no specific release date. I thought it was going to be like January of 2019, but sadly, it is not.
Well, I think we have a few other games right now that were announced for January, at least earlier on. So I can imagine that's going to fall into the first half of 2019.
I do want to talk about, I'm just going to pull an image of this because I did not anticipate we were going to talk about this. But now that I think of it, we probably should. And that is new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. That's a mouthful of a name.
It is. I actually think they could have dropped the U.
Yeah.
I actually didn't even...
I think that... I mean, it's the name, so they kind of have to.
No, I get it. They could have altered it if they wanted to. They're Nintendo. Yeah. They can do what they want with their own own games.
I'm excited about this one because I love the old-style 2D Mario games, and this game is tough. Yeah. It is a difficult game to play, especially if you've played these Super... Or what was it? Super Luigi U.
Yeah.
That was a tough one, too. So the fact that you're getting all of these games in one package, you get a brand new version of Peach, which I need your opinion on, by the way.
Oh, I love this version of Peach. I love it. I think she's fantastic. She's represented as herself, brings an all new look. Reminds me a little bit of the new looks we saw from Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot too, but I don't think you'll ever hear me complain about a new look for Princess Peach.
There you go.
Unless, of course, it was negative in some way. But this is all everything positive.
The odd thing about this, though, is why does Toadette turn into Peachette? So Toadette gets a crown in the game and turns into Peachette. It's a very strange kind of like transformation. I have no idea why that happens.
I think they're looking for something new. They're looking for a new angle. I'd be interested to see exactly like how it plays out. Are they going to incorporate that? You know, how they're going to incorporate that into the game, or if it's just going to be straightforward and in there. We'll see.
All right. Again, this one is coming out. We have a release date actually in this one. This one is coming out in January. 11th. January 11th, my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday. Very exciting.
There you go. next up, let's talk about the thing that got me the most excited, and that is Final Fantasy on the Nintendo Switch. Again, we knew that Final Fantasy 15 would be coming to the Switch in the form of Pocket Edition HD.
But did you ever anticipate that we would get this huge, like, this number of games?
Oh, I had no idea.
No.
Real quick, just a heads up, this was the first thing that I did.
Yeah.
The second it was announced, I did download the Pocket Edition of Final Fantasy XV almost immediately. There's a lot of haters for this game. There's a lot of people that absolutely despise this game.
I remember, yeah.
And I don't understand why.
Yeah.
It's a great game. The controls work very well on the Switch.
Yes.
I get it's a mobile game, but they did a good job of kind of translating that for the Nintendo Switch, so I am all for this thing. But what I was not expecting was everything else. I was expecting Crystal Chronicles, because we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
It wasn't a leak, it was just something that was announced about a week ago. Mm-hmm. I was not expecting this one called World of Final Fantasy Maxima. So World of Final Fantasy was a Vita and a PS4 game.
Yeah.
I picked it up on Vita. I never got really a chance to play through it completely.
Okay.
But I was kind of shocked to see it's coming on the Switch. Do you know anything about this game?
I don't know anything about this one. I know information about a lot of other Final Fantasy games, but I honestly haven't heard it mentioned even by Final Fantasy fans. Like, you've actually never mentioned this one to me. You've mentioned a lot of other Final Fantasy games.
I did buy it. So I bought this game and played it just a little bit. It's kind of like this, again, I'm going to use the word chibi. Is it chibi?
Oh, it's chibi.
Or chibi. Yeah,
no, you got it. Chibi.
Okay. It's like this chibi version of Final Fantasy. Yeah. You have these two young characters who can recruit these Final Fantasy characters from every game in the series. From what I understand, this version is going to have some new characters. Zack from Final Fantasy VII and Sarah from Final Fantasy XIII-2. Noctis is also coming from Final Fantasy XV.
That's cool.
That's exciting. I'm going to pick this one up pretty much day one. And the next one, oh my god, this one's insane. I think we just missed it. It was on the screen just a moment ago. We are getting Final Fantasy Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, everybody.
Was this a big passion for you?
Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon is not something that's new. Chocobo games have been out for
That's why I'm wondering, is it something that you are very passionate about?
Am I passionate about it?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I'm excited that it's coming to the Switch, because anything Final Fantasy is just great. I did play the Chocobo games on the PS1.
Okay.
They were fun enough.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with the Nintendo Switch version. And here's what we know so far about it. Let's see, it's getting an HD upgrade from a 2007 original, and they're adding a bunch of like new features, so it's kind of neat.
That is really cool.
Apparently this game came out on the Wii and I totally missed it.
Well, here you go.
Yeah.
Well, and but I think your very favorite announcement had to do with the other games coming to Switch.
So right after that, they announced that Final Fantasy XII, the Zodiac Age HD, was coming to the Switch, and that was mind-blowing enough.
Yeah.
Again, if you watch the reaction video, if you're kind of seeing it for the first time, I lost my mind. Yeah. I thought it was amazing. And I thought that was it, for sure. I thought it's like, okay, Final Fantasy XII, Zodiac Age, it just came out on, a year ago, came out on PS4. It makes sense. But after that, we get a confirmation that Final Fantasy VII, 9, 10, 10-2, and 12
and are all coming. And that's when he freaked out.
Yeah, that's when I freaked out.
No, it was great because my stream, I think, was a few seconds ahead of yours.
Yeah.
So you saw it?
I got it.
I saw it, and as soon as I saw everything on the screen in front of me.
Yeah.
I was waiting because there was silence in between each clip.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you just freaked out and it was so good. Actually, I don't think I've heard you that excited since Bayonetta.
It's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
I'm a portable gamer. I love it. My PS Vita has every Final Fantasy you can buy on it right now.
He plays that before bed. He'll wake up and he'll play that. He'll play that in between work. It's
just fun to like pick up Final Fantasy again, mm-hmm. and knowing I can get all of them on the Switch, including Zodiac Age.
Yeah.
I was bummed when Zodiac Age never came to the Vita. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time Zodiac Age is going to be portable, so I can't wait. That's coming in 2019. And Final Fantasy VII. That might be laying the groundwork for the HD remake to come too.
Probably.
I doubt it, but you never know.
Well, this is perfect timing because he actually just finished Final Fantasy VII.
I'm going to play it recently.
So he's like, oh, I'm totally going to play it again.
I'm totally playing it again. And this one is the remaster.
Yeah.
The character models look slightly better.
Okay.
It's a little bit upconverted, but for the most part, it's the same game. The biggest thing is the characters have mouths.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
You're okay?
A lot of people hated it.
Okay.
But
whatever.
I mean, Final Fantasy VII is not a pretty game. It has not aged well. The story's still great. So, but I'm still excited to pick it up again.
That's awesome. I'm honestly excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I can't wait till that comes because I like to see other people get really hyped over games that they're passionate about.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next up, let's talk about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate getting Isabelle as a fighter.
I predicted this. Well, I was so happy that not only is that something that we talked about, but they did do what we also mentioned last night, and that was transition from announcing Isabelle from Super Smash into Animal Crossing then. And
I thought it would go the opposite way.
But it was nice and fluid.
Yeah.
And I think it had some people confused. I was listening to the chatter online a little bit as I was watching, and people were definitely like, wait, what's going on?
It's exciting. You might know if you followed us on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was doing the Twitter live stream or the live blogging.
Oh, I thought Ben was.
No, I was doing Twitter.
Oh, you were doing Twitter. Okay. So yeah, Ben was handling all the live blog on our website and Jason was manning Twitter.
So I saw the Animal Crossing high definition, like Isabelle sitting behind the desk. And I assumed that meant that Animal Crossing Switch was confirmed. So I wrote, Animal Crossing Switch confirmed, oh baby! That's exactly what I wrote.
Oh my gosh.
So
I missed that. I would have deleted it.
So I'm going to put this in chat here.
Oh good, yeah.
In case you doubt me,
yes.
I wrote, one more time here.
Okay.
Animal Crossing Switch confirmed, oh baby! And the first comment was, are we going to tell him? And then the second comment was, are we going to tell you? Because they announced it shortly after. So I was lucky enough where I made a poor decision to tweet something. Yes. And I was lucky enough that it was actually confirmed after the fact. So thank God for that. Tom Nook saved me from this complete embarrassment. Here's what we know about Isabelle so far.
Yeah.
Isabelle is not an Echo Fighter. Which is insane. She is the same Final Smash as Villager.
Yes.
Except for building a house.
Yeah.
The Nooklings and Tom Nook.
Yeah.
They build Mayor's office, which is on the screen right now.
Yeah.
So that being said, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah. Well, I think two members of our team, I'm pretty sure they vouched for Isabelle not being an Echo Fighter. And for her being her full-fledged own fighter. And then I think it was Daniel and Ricky. And I want to say everybody else was like, oh, if anything, she's just going to be an Echo Fighter.
Yeah.
But
it makes the most sense for her to be an Echo Fighter.
Oh, gosh, no. This is amazing. This is amazing. Now, she turned out to be one of my top three favorite racers in Mario Kart. So the fact that she's in Super Smash has me really excited because I want to see how she feels to play in the game.
I just don't get it though because she has the grabbing an item, putting it in her pocket like the Villager has.
Yeah.
She has the net. There's so much of this character that seems like a clone of Villager. So I don't get it. I really don't get it. But still,
she's
super excited for this.
She's a puppy and she's adorable.
I think that's enough.
I think that's enough. I don't know what more you could ask for.
She had one of the best introduction videos I've ever seen.
Did you realize Nintendo put a lot of thought into that?
They totally did.
And I love the fact that they're like, oh, Isabelle, forget everybody else. Forget Snake. They don't need this huge introduction. We're going to give it all to Isabelle.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
So.
She deserves it. She deserves it. And my favorite part about Isabelle is that she is actually so new to the Animal Crossing series when you think about it. This is something that I think about all the time.
Yeah.
She's so new. Her appearance was in New Leaf. And she became this focal point for people. And now she's the main representative for Animal Crossing because she made such an impact on the following. And I love that now she's introduced over characters that have been in Animal Crossing for years.
It's exciting. Yeah. I have something you might not have seen. I have something our audience might not have seen.
What's that?
They updated the Super Smash Brothers banner.
Oh, yeah.
And they added my sweet summer puppy. Let's get in there real quick. Look at that. She's got her little party popper next to Cloud.
I saw this in Slack.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know you saw it.
Yeah, I did.
So
Jennifer posted it.
I absolutely love this artwork. Right now at work, I have a 9-to-5 job too. Yeah. I have 3 monitors at work that are spanned across my desk.
Yeah.
And it's this poster.
Oh, very.
It spans perfectly across it.
It's such a wide poster and they keep just adding more and more characters.
Yeah.
That is really neat though. But Isabel, to me, when I look at that picture, because everybody else, even though Pichu's smiling and Yoshi's smiling, everybody else seems to be in action. And they are in some way in like a fighting move.
Yeah.
Isabelle almost doesn't seem or feel real when I look at that. In fact, she pops so much, and pun intended.
Yeah.
She pops so much when I look at the banner that I think it's like fan art and it's not even real.
But she has no idea that she's about to get punched in the face.
No, I guess not. But you know what though? I can appreciate that too, because that would be me in the game. I would have no idea. And I think Isabelle is my spirit character in Super Smash Brothers.
That's kind of cute. All right. So there you go. Isabelle is coming to Super Smash Brothers. Not an Echo Fighter. Awesome news. Real quick, that party popper she's using.
Yeah.
Did the villager have that in Animal Crossing? Not in Smash Brothers?
I don't remember him having it.
Yeah.
It doesn't come to mind.
So that might be a new weapon.
Yeah, that might be.
I think it might be a new weapon.
It would make sense for Isabelle because she's the one responsible in town for hosting the celebrations and everything. And the villager isn't the one to do that, even though the villager can hold it during the celebration. So I can see that be more exclusive to Isabelle.
It's exciting. Yeah. This whole thing is just, it kind of blows my mind. Again, we did predict something like this would happen.
Yeah.
We even predicted that Animal Crossing on Switch might happen.
Oh, is it my section now?
Yeah, I'm going to let you take this
away. Oh, this is so exciting. So right after the announcement where Isabelle was being introduced to Smash, the video led into Tom Nook, and he's just sitting at his desk, and he turns on the lamp after, I believe, supposed to be watching the whole Isabelle
thing,
right? Okay, so he's watching that, and that pretty much leads into this very, very short sequence announcing Animal Crossing 2019.
Sure.
Sometime. No time frame other than sometime during 2019. For me, when I think about Animal Crossing, I think of the fall. I think of the school year starting back up, preparing for the holidays, or late summer, like that general time. So my hope is that we see it sooner. It would be cool.
Yeah.
But I'm a person who likes to enjoy certain games during certain seasons. And I think that it would be extremely appropriate for that. Also, we only got a little taste of Animal Crossing in this direct.
Yeah.
So with the way Nintendo seems to be stretching out information during directs and other events like PAX and E3, I can imagine that they're going to kind of prolong all of this news over the span of many months.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that eventually we'll get completely overwhelmed in a very good way with an entire Animal Crossing direct, and that hopefully that's when I'm hoping that's when they explain the combination or the bringing together of the Switch version and Pocket Camp, because I don't want to find out this really to me this is a monumental moment in my life as an Animal Crossing player and just as myself. And I don't want it to mishmash with a lot of other franchises and games. So I'm hoping that they consolidate it to one direct that is solely Animal Crossing.
I think they're going to milk it.
No. They'll milk it until all of a sudden they'll give us everything we've been waiting for in a direct. That's my dream.
So here's what I thought the first time I saw this video.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if these were like the actual in-game graphics?
Oh, yeah.
This is gorgeous.
Well,
everything about this is gorgeous.
To me, This right here is a lot more realistic. Now, it did say in the Tom Nook sequence that it was a video and that it was not real life gameplay.
Oh, man. I hope they use this as a base, though.
Oh, yeah. Me too. But with the Switch's capabilities compared to the 3DS, as much as I love the 3DS, I think what we're seeing right here, especially with Smash Brothers looking the way it already does in what we've seen, I think it's very possible that we're going to get a high quality and absolutely stunning presentation of Animal Crossing. I mean, just as New Leaf was a huge gift for everybody who's been following the series for so long, I think this is going to be even more so.
Well, I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, with the amount of feedback that Nintendo gets now through not just its own support system, but through social media, I mean, people are constantly pouring in suggestions of what they want to see in Animal Crossing. And based on what I've seen in the additions we're receiving in Pocket Camp, I think it's completely possible that we're going to get this amazing package when Animal Crossing on Switch is finally delivered.
Can't wait.
I know.
Real quick question.
Yes.
What are you hoping to see as far as integration? Because we talked about this a bit last night, but now that we know this is confirmed.
Integration.
Are you hoping there's going to be integration from New Leaf, a way to transfer some of your stuff over? I know a lot of like Animal Crossing fans might have a hard time letting New Leaf go.
Yes.
Especially Welcome Amiibo came out not that long ago.
Yeah.
Actually, was it like 2 years ago?
Or
was it a year ago?
What? Welcome Amiibo?
Yeah, Welcome Amiibo.
About a year ago, I'd say.
So I think it might be tough for some people to like let go and move on to this.
I feel like I can speak through a few different perspectives on this. For one thing, on a personal level, it's going to be very difficult for me to let New Leaf go, even though it won't be going anywhere because I still plan to play it. I am extremely attached to my town. I still work on my town regularly. I still sign on to the game a few times every week. So it's very important to me that that world stays alive. If it was possible to bring that world to the Switch version, I would have to say I'm not sure.
Yeah.
For me, part of the Animal Crossing experience is completely starting over and starting fresh for every game. We had the ability to, I believe, bring our Wild World town over.
Really?
I think so. Our Wild World town over to the city folk.
I don't remember that.
There was some type of integration, and I remember it was no question to me. I did not want to do that.
Yeah.
For me, I want to experience a game by completely being enveloped by it in a new way.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I need to start fresh.
Makes sense.
And plus, how am I going to be able to take advantage of all of the new features that a game is going to present to me if I'm starting with something old?
Yeah.
So I need to start fresh, and that idea doesn't scare me. My New Leaf town will remain as it is, and I'm going to build something that I think with the Switch, as being as successful as it is, it's going to stay around for a long time. And with the way that Nintendo is rolling out these incredible updates for Pocket Camp, can you imagine the number of updates and new features and characters
and
events that are going to be constantly rolling out? I mean, the support that we're getting for games like Splatoon and Mario Kart, all that added on DLC, I will happily pay money for extra content. But on top of that, I think we're going to just keep getting a lot of free content too. And that's
Hopefully, there might be paid DLC for this. You never know.
Oh, well, I'm not saying that there's not going to be a mix of both, though. And in my opinion, I think that it's going to need a mix of both. Let's keep this game alive.
Yeah.
Let's see content being added that enhances the game in different ways. In order to do that, you're going to have to pay for some, but a lot of it's going to be free.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. My mind races with the possibilities that are headed our way.
There you go. I can't wait to see what the multiplayer aspects of this game are going to be. I think there's going to be some huge implications for that. Can't wait. This was one of my favorite announcements of the entire evening. I know you were excited.
This is the announcement I've been waiting for years. Like, for years. Back when the Switch was the NX.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm thinking, well, when's Animal Crossing coming to the NX? And now I can actually say, well, when's Animal Crossing coming to the Switch?
2019.
It's narrowed down. Go. We've got got a somewhat of a date.
I do want to say thank you real quick to Eric. Eric in chat. He did donate to us via Streamlabs, but Streamlabs isn't working for some reason right now. We don't know why.
Okay.
If you had a like a little comment in your donation, just put it in chat and I'll read it.
Yes.
Again, sorry we missed that, but
sorry.
Not intentional.
Sorry. No, no. We're always so grateful for any donations that we receive. So.
Yes, we are.
Thank you for believing
in us. We have so many
us.
Games to buy.
Yeah. It's not
so
about
many
that.
Leaf
it's,
tickets
it's,
to buy.
It has to do with keeping Nintendo Wire alive, and that has to do with our site, our team, our streams, everything. So everything you contribute helps support all of this.
Yes, it does. But there you go. Was there anything in the direct, the last question of the night, anything in the direct that you wish happened, something that you thought that was missing?
No. Well, I mean, for me, they could have skipped everything else and had Animal Crossing and I would have been happy. I think Animal Crossing and Smash Brothers is an extra, it's a bonus for me. But it's not something that I needed. The fact that I got to see Isabelle in a new way, though, that's what made it extra exciting. As far as other games, other content, personally, the fact that they covered 3DS titles and the direct, other than Luigi's Mansion 3 started off with that, there was a portion of the direct dedicated to 3DS. That made me happy.
Yeah.
It really made me happy.
The 3DS is not dead
yet.
It's
not, no. And you know what? It's still alive and kicky. And I spent some time on it today, and I'm going to continue doing that every single day. And thank you, Nintendo, for keeping the 3DS alive.
I was bummed that there was no Link's Awakening remake. There was no Goku, thank God for that. Yes. There was no Geno. And there was, I'm not saying thank God for that, and no Mother 3. Very sad.
Another direct goes by
with no Mother 3.
I wasn't anticipating Mother 3. I am disappointed for Daniel and our team because I know that he had his heart set on Amiibo Festival 2.
Yeah.
And, you
know, I bet.
Dreams can come true, Daniel. And I think that in a future direct, we will see something just for you.
Hope so. But this was a pretty short little Nintendo wrap up with me and you. In fact, I think this was almost exactly as long as the direct was.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that it
we
worked out that way.
We covered our favorite topics, and we'll definitely be back in the near future to cover even more of this because Nintendo just keeps pumping out all those titles.
Yeah, there you go. Where can we find you, by the way?
You can find me at Happily Candied on Twitter, and you can also find me at NintendoWire.com. And before I forget, because I know you'd be disappointed, my Sugary Corner of the World is linked in my Twitter description. I might not use it very much, but when I do, I post my photography about really cute little things like plushes and dolls and sweet things and all that. And then my presence over at Nintendo Wire, I'm the managing editor over there. You can find me there with the rest of the incredible Nintendo Wire team. Again, I'm so grateful for everything you guys do. We've had Daniel and Jennifer modding chat tonight. Thank you for modding chat. Thank you for helping out with the direct today. We're extremely, extremely grateful for that.
Awesome.
And how about where can we find you?
Lots of places. Obviously, right here on Nintendo Wire's YouTube page, we put videos up daily. Myself, TJ, we have other members of the Nintendo Wire family, Tom Brown. Mm-hmm. We have Logan Plant putting up video content sometimes twice a day.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of time and energy that goes into this channel is kind of insane. So if you're new here, and I'm not going to like sound cliche here, but if you want to click that subscribe button, it totally helps us. We're at almost 60,000 right now. We're hoping to get to 100,000 very, very soon. We want that plaque.
Jason,
so bad.
Jason wants the plaque.
I got a place on the wall for the plaque. I'm ready for it.
So you're not reserving that for Amiibo. You're reserving that for the YouTube plaque.
That's for
the
YouTube plaque.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter. I am the editor-in-chief at Nintendo Wire. That's at NinWire. You can find me at NintendoWire.com. I'm still over at Amiibo News on Twitter. We still, have the occasional Amiibo News story to break. So that's still fun. That's the original original source of Nintendo news from us.
Yeah.
So, and my personal Twitter account at AmiiboJason. I'm typically over there talking about video games, my N64 collection, how I'm feeling about particular Nintendo subjects. So you can find me over there. But thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us on this small live stream. And we'll be back soon.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.